Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. So in this channel, I'm going to be doing my forecast for the Westminster election in North Britain. Now remember, in Caledonia, it's really a four-horse race because there's a Scottish National Party. But if you're looking at South Britain, you'd say, well, really, Reform UK fulfills that role. But there are important differences between Reform UK in England and the SNP in Scotland. Of course, at a Holyrood level, the SNP has been the government since, my goodness, is it 2007, was Reform UK as an insurgent party, never formed a government and never been a major Westminster party, has one MP at Westminster, indeed, who's a defector from the Conservatives, Lee Anderson. But four major parties in North Britain, that's an important thing to remember. And although, yes, this is not about Holyrood issues, remember the Scottish Parliament controls policing, criminal justice, education, culture, healthcare, personal care, loads of things, right, north of Hadrian's Wall. But nevertheless, some of these Holyrood issues, people don't really compartmentalise. We'll think about that when voting for the Westminster election. So the SNP is obviously doing fairly badly in the polls, but I reckon they're still going to win. Yeah, by quite some way. I don't think this is going to be as bad for the SNP as people think. So let's go with the seats. There are 59 constituencies in North Britain, and I forecast the Scottish National Party winning 28 of them, a long way down from 48 where they are now, but still a plurality. Remember, the glory days of 2015, where they won a staggering 56 out of 59 on 50% of the vote. So I'm saying that their vote share is going to be down to 36%, whereas Labour is going to be 34%, slightly behind. Labour get 21 seats. I think I'm right in saying that Scottish Labour has got only one constituency. It's in the late 90s to appease separatist sentiment that the three other UK-wide parties, when competing in North Britain, put Scottish in front of their name, Scottish Labour, Scottish Liberal Democrats, Welsh Conservatives and Unionists. Anyway, 21 seats, obviously a big boost for Labour. But remember the glory days of Tony Blair, when Labour took the lion's share of the seats in Scotland from 1955 to 2015. They're the biggest party every single time in Scotland, and often by a long way. So it was a real source of strength for Labour. Remember, say, the 80s, when Labour was sort of an alliance of, you know, Londoners, Scots, and the Northern English. Okay, the Liberal Democrats, I said they get 9 constituencies, which is very good for them, 13% of the vote. They had 4 seats last time. Only 11 Liberal Democrat MPs elected in 2019, 4 of whom were in Scotland, which is extraordinary. Scotland, with 8% of the population, provided 33% of the Liberal Democrat representation. They had 3 seats in southwest London, Richmond Park and Kingston North. They had Kingston and Surbiton, which is the seat of the leader, Sir Edward Davy, and indeed they won Twickenham. And the other bits were random bits of rural southern England, where the Conservatives are their main opposition. And the Conservative and Unionist Party, I predict, will be reduced to a solitary seat, having 12% of the vote. I reckon the Lib Dems will get 13% of the vote, so that's it. Because the Conservatives were wiped out in Scotland in 1997 at a Westminster level, and had it not been for the Scottish Parliament and its curious mixture of first-past-the-post and proportional, they wouldn't have had any representation at all. I remember a politics teacher saying, well, they opposed these mixed systems, but it hasn't stopped them accepting these seats. Well, you accept the seats under whatever system. That's a ludicrous argument. That's like saying because the Liberal Democrats want proportional representation, they should refuse to accept any seats that they win through first past the post. So let me go through the granularity of it, looking at the constituencies. So the SNP, they are probably going to not gain any seats, obviously lose them. Yeah. But Aberdeenshire West and Kincardine, the Conservatives are going to lose that, but not to the SNP. Dumfries and Galloway. So the SNP may well take that, but going to lose other ones in exchange. It's currently Conservative held. The SNP held it not so long ago. Aberdeenshire North and Moray East. You know, the SNP would need 2.6% to take that, which they may well do. I think they're going to do all right in rural Scotland, but in urban and suburban Scotland, I think the SNP will do poorly. And that's where Labour had real strongholds in the old days. Edinburgh West is Liberal Democrat held, but I think the Lib Dems are going to hold on to that. So it would take 2.6% swing for the SNP to deprive them of it, but I don't see that transpiring. Gordon and Buchan. So that's 3% needed for the Scottish National Party to deprive the Tories of it, and I think they'll do so. I think I'm right in saying that was Alex Salmond's old seat, wasn't it? Dumfriesshire, Clydesdale and Tweeddale, that was a Liberal Democrat seat in the old days. I mean, Lord David Steele of Ake Wood, the guy who murdered so many children, perhaps the most evil man in modern times of the United Kingdom. That was his constituency. It's Conservative held currently would be 4% for the SNP to take it, which I think they will do. Berwickshire, Roxburgh and Selkirk would need almost 5% for the SNP to take it off the Tories, which they may well do. Orkney and Shetland, the Liberal Democrats are going to hold. Bizarrely, I mean, since about 1950, they've held these things all the time. That was Joe Grimmond's seat, the Liberal leader in the 50s and 60s. Edinburgh South is Labour. Edinburgh's only Labour's only constituency. So I think Labour will hold on to that because they're predicted to go up substantially in votes. I'm not sure who their Westminster leader is, the Scottish Labour Party. So the seats of the SNP are going to lose. They definitely lose 5 northeast. It's only 0.7% needed for them to lose it. Dunbartonshire mid, 1.7% them to lose it. Now, isn't that the one that poor old Joe Swinson lost to a Miss Callaghan? Perth and Kinrossshire, the SNP won this by only 2%, and I think they will lose that one. And that was Sir Nicholas Fairbairn's seat till he died in 1995, he was Solicitor General for Scotland. East Lothian, 2% needed to unseat them, and they're going to lose that one to Labour. I'm predicting that. Ayr, Carrick and Cumnock, 2.5% for them to lose it, and they'll lose that one too. Murray West, Nairn and Strathspey. Oh, am I wrong? Was that Alex Salmond's former constituency? Salmond being their leader from 1990 to 2000. He stood down in 2000 and let John Swinney take over. John Swinney performed very poorly in elections, so Salmond came back in 2004, served on for a further 10 years. The only leader I know to be a retread. And bizarrely, the SNP has brought back someone who's already failed. And he's actually quite old, 64. I don't think it's bad to be old. We're a graying society. You know, Gladstone was prime minister at the age of 85. And, you know, 85 when he retired in 1893. 85 then was like being 105 now, easily. So long as the critical faculty is still functioning. All right. So what else? Cowdenbeath and Kirkcaldy, 3.4% for Labour to take it from there. I predict Scottish Labour will take it back. Argyll, Bute and Lough Arbour South, again, 4.8% swing needed to oust the SNP. And I predict that that is indeed going to happen. Likewise, Renfrewshire East, which is just outside Glasgow, almost 5% needed by Labour to boot out the Nationalists. I think they're going to do it too. Glasgow North East, 5% needed to defenestrate the Nationalists. And I think that Labour will kick out the separatists there as well. So these are some of my forecasts. I'm not quite sure if that's up to all the ones that are going to gain. So the SNP, they will gain some seats, but I think it will be losses which will compensate that. For the totality effect will be a loss of net 20 seats. What do you think? Anyway, thank you so much for listening to my forecast. Sir John Curtis, I'm not. Didn't really get into the numbers crunching and the nerdy maths. I'm not really a stato. Okay, so this is sort of reading the tea leaves. Obviously, you can't be too clinical and scientific about it. There's an element of educated guesswork. Bearing in wild errata in the polls. Polls can only be absolutely accurate if you ask every single registered voter, everybody single person answers, because sometimes they refuse to answer, everybody tells the truth, nobody changes his or her mind, nobody dies before election day and blah, blah, blah. All right, thank you, everybody. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallaghan79@gearbot.com. It's all small letters. Toodaloo.